Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem, mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, Sadie Allison in studio with Valentine's Toys and relationship expert Allie Breen, right after this.
By the light of the Christy Lee moon, we'd love to spoon to your keister will croon love's tune. We just spoon when it's out in full bloom. So neat to see your seat and be cuddling soon with the Christy Lee moon. Christy's glutes are the loveliest fruit, the sweetest. They're so darn cute,
so gosh darn cute.
When she's wearing her birthday suit, darling,
please,
don't you torture and tease your rump so grand. We've got big plans to be landing there soon on the Christy Lee. Oh, we'd love to see your hiney in the sky so bright and shiny, like a beautiful S-shaped balloon on the Christy Lee moon. Christy Lee's moon.
Bravo. Wow. Very nice.
Oh, isn't that nice?
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Wow, the handsome factor very heavy today.
Always.
That's because you're here, Ace. Thank you very much. That's our engineer, Ace Cosby. Coming up, the Ace Cosby joke of the day. Soon to be sponsored. That's
always exciting.
Impressive. Yeah.
Always amazing.
The man in the flannel shirt.
Oh. Yeah.
Is Josh.
A nice shirt.
It is a nice shirt. I was going to say pajamas for some reason. But those are not pajamas.
The man in the flannel pajamas?
Yeah. Christy Lee is at her post at the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk. This is Tom speaking. We do have a guest in the studio. She is the distinguished Dr. Sadie Allison. We're having a little bit of a discussion earlier. Are you a doctor of dildography or dildology?
I'm sure you heard that coming in.
Yes. Turns out it's actually neither. It's a little more adult. What is your specific PhD in...
I'm a doctor of human sexuality.
Okay, there you go.
Sexologist.
At a place called TickleKitty.com, the purveyor of a number of things that go buzz in the night.
Mm-hmm. It's so weird. Yeah. He's weirded out by this.
Is he?
Well, I don't know if I should even start with... I was just a bag of goodies was brought over here.
Yeah? I have not seen anything.
No, nor have I.
As you know, I have a bad right arm from my motorcycle accident. I may need some kind of lifting device to show you, to show you this first one. Hang on a second.
Oh, we got a heavy duty.
It's a big one.
Is it a chainsaw? What are you talking about?
Okay. Now, Josh, I want you to describe this.
It's about the size. It's a little bigger, maybe, than a Pringles can.
Nobody uses
about the size.
That.
No, it's
missile shaped.
It's at least 5 inches longer than a Pringles can.
Okay, yeah, it's missile shaped.
Of one of those, it looks like a rocket you used to build as a model when
yeah.
you were a kid.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Or a bank.
This is a solid 15 inches.
And is it solid or soft?
Yeah, it's, hang on a second, I'll hit it with a pen here.
Hard plastic.
Yeah, it's hard plastic.
Oh, okay.
But it looks like the bottom is made of some kind of sort of gooey, rubbery.
Sort of gel?
Yeah. Oh, and wait a minute. This comes off.
Yeah, but leave,
oh, I know
leave
what
that
this
on.
Is. I know what this is.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
This is.
Oh, is this just holding other, is this like a case or is this the actual?
So what the big piece is the case. And
okay.
And then the other part is used for a man's pleasure.
Yeah, so it's almost like a
oh.
fleshlight.
Kind of, yeah. Whew. So, Tom, there's a few buttons at the top of the part.
I was afraid you were inserting
there.
In the
okay,
button.
Oh, so this is not.
No, no, no.
Yeah, this
hold,
is not.
Hold
yeah.
the top button
yeah, this would
for
be
5
the,
seconds.
This would be the Mapplethorpe 2000.
Yeah, yeah, that would be the.
Yeah, you wouldn't get out of bed.
Okay,
with that
yeah.
One.
No,
I have
the episiotomy.
You guys
I think
really
they
scared
that.
Me for
now
a minute.
That I see, now I that I see the bottom, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, there's a hole.
Yeah.
To,
oh, something, I see. There's like
something
a,
to be inserted.
See,
in.
See,
there's
I a rubbery sort of I thought that was to keep it from getting.
Stick your finger as deep as you can.
Hang on a second.
So the top button, hold that down 5 seconds till you see the light.
Okay.
It's on the other side.
There's a light.
Give me that thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there's a green
now
light.
Go into
okay.
the light, as
now
it were.
Now the third button down.
Yes.
Tap that.
Uh-huh. So something. Now the light's blinking red.
Okay, now go to the other end.
Uh-huh.
And this, take your finger.
And, well.
It sounds like it's vibrating.
Yeah, I'm.
Do you feel anything?
I'm more than knuckle deep.
Now, what does it feel like inside?
Is it doing something? Hold that third button down, tap it, and.
Oh, to just tap the third button down. Okay, once again, this is a projectile-like device.
Does this come with a manual that we have that we can.
Why is it shaking?
Is there a YouTube video?
Here, can I give
this?
It to Dr.
Think,
Sadie?
I,
and
I,
she
think,
can...
I think saying coming with a manual. My
why
finger
is
stuck.
It shaking?
It's like some Chinese.
Well, but some, editor's note.
Listen to that.
Editor's note. Okay, Tom so is the one running the device.
That's an automatic
yeah, I think
device
I could,
inside.
Yeah,
so
right,
it's okay. doing its thing for him with
it. Yeah. Okay. That,
so is it? Is that? Is it like a vacuum?
It sucks in.
What
okay.
the hell kind of noise is that?
yeah. So that's.
Yeah, and again, this
he's
thing.
He's embarrassed he had his finger in there.
Yeah, again, this is a quite a large. Yeah, wow.
It's called it's the Optimum Men's Stroker, so it's automatic device that
the
does
Optimum
the thing
Men's
for you.
Stroker.
And by the way,
why
yes.
is it shaped
just
like
real
that?
Quick, editor's note. If you end up tapping on this part of it,
yeah.
you may want to talk to the producer of an erotic film because you will have quite a career ahead of you. Yeah, that is really something.
Real quick, has anybody called dibs on that?
Yeah.
I actually have one for you in the box.
Oh,
I always
nice.
Bring something for Josh.
No, I wouldn't
Josh
use the word,
likes toys.
Don't
I
use
do.
The word box, Sadie. Use the word crate.
Yeah. Container. Container.
Yeah.
That is,
yeah, this is...
That is something.
But didn't that feel neat on your finger? It like does the
yeah. I was I didn't know what to expect. I was quite shocked. and what was I'm sorry. What was is the name of this radio friendly? Can you discuss
yep,
the?
It's the Optimum. I'll say men's stroker.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think
the automatic
the stroker ace.
The automatic stroker.
I think you got him.
I have a theme song.
When you start making love. You make it hard,
check.
Long,
yep.
soft, short, and be stroking.
You can be stroking.
Yeah.
Yep. That's it.
Automatic.
I be stroking.
The Optimum Man's Stroker.
The great Clarence Carter, who, by the way, you should have mentioned earlier in your suggestion of the top people that people think are blind singers.
Oh, yeah.
Is, that,
is he
really?
Blind?
Oh,
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. well, this thing, this is huge. I'll tell you what. This is big enough. This could actually end up in a custody battle for a divorce.
See, I would.
Okay,
yeah.
You can have the dog, but I get the
Optimum Stroker
Ramjet 3000.
Do the squeaky thing again.
What? Well, you got to turn this.
Well, turn that.
You
see
tap
if you can turn
the
it
button
on.
Down here. What's
well,
the mm-hmm. What's the middle button for?
Vibration.
I'm sure this is a lot easier than Tom's making
oh,
it
of course.
Sound.
No, I didn't. Okay.
So there, you can hear it vibrating.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't hear so, anything.
Well,
it's a very tight
not,
seal.
You didn't have the suction on.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the point.
It sounds like that old joke about uh-huh. the Eskimo and the tight seal. Yeah, that's really something.
I think if I were a man, I would think that would feel really nice.
I've never used a toy on me. I've always Yeah, they've always been.
Well, you're gonna tonight. Because I got you a care package.
Okay.
Do you have a 3-car garage?
you got any 220 available over there at the house?
I mean, that almost looks like it would get stuck.
That I would get stuck in it.
Yeah.
No, you'd
How
have.
Would
to
you know?
You'd have to have the girth of a tennis ball.
Well, that's very complimentary, I think.
Well, no, because the entrance is not that big.
Well, again, you want it to be...
You want it to be snug.
All right.
It's stretchy.
It would appear from my analysis that the entrance may be small, but the cave, if you will, is...
More than adequate?
I would think, because it looks like... No, what do I,
more than accommodating?
I don't think
it's What's long it? Like that, because it has the motor, so it needs
Dr. Sadie Allison is here with some ideas for Valentine's Day. Now, I did read yesterday, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but the average man in a heterosexual relationship spends significantly more on Valentine's Day, on his lady friend, if you will, than the woman spends on the man.
That's right.
So the idea of this... would be that this would be something that the lady would buy her for her man.
And use together.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, she could control it. You know, hold it.
Yeah, be careful.
What do you mean?
That's what's fun about
that. She pretends she's fishing and does that thing where you grab the pole and lean back and go like this. you could kill a guy. You know, when you're fishing, you
pour some water on that line.
You're in the chair and you got it strapped on and you lean back and you reel it in.
Yeah, but I don't see. Okay.
Well, pretend. Never mind.
He is totally out of his element right now.
I mean, it's like a baguette you're holding in your hand.
When I put my finger in here, it was like one of those Chinese handcoffs.
Right.
That's why I'm worried.
It's automatic suction.
How do you pull?
But what's fun about Valentine's Day is there's more women buying toys for their men also. You know, that stat you just had has been true. It's more men buying gifts for their ladies. But nowadays, there's so many couples using toys, and there's so many toys for men, for women, toys used together, that it becomes a full night of adventure where there's things for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you would buy something like the Optimum Stroker and be able to use that on him, and there's complimentary toys that could be used on her. So it's really fun and interactive.
So in your personal life, does your bedroom look like a Friday's?
Things hanging on the walls.
You walk in and, wow, there's a kayak up there.
Old snowshoes.
What the hell?
We have a dresser with locks on them on all the drawers. John installed little locks on the side, so we have it all organized. He's an engineer. So we like to organize all our toys
I hope he went back to the university and said to one of his professors, look, I just want to thank you for my career. By the way, I just spent the last 3 weeks engineering a dildo rack.
Do you think John gets what we always get? Well, you guys get, I don't. Like, oh, you must laugh all the time.
Yes.
John must get, wow, you must.
Where is he? He's right there.
Yeah.
His friends hand him Pedialyte. I assume you're out of fluids.
Yeah, you're going to need this.
We learned yesterday from Steven Singer that gay couples tend to spend, according to statistic, more on Valentine's Day.
Would be an interesting statistic. Do gay couples use sex toys more than heterosexual couples?
That's a good question. But I do know that they use... I was just at the sex toy trade show that I go every year to curate the new toys. And they have some pretty crazy toys for gay people, for the men. Hmm. I mean, they have things that are like... This size.
That would be the Mapplethorpe 10,000.
Yeah.
Why is this one called Titleist? Oh, dear God, there are five.
Can I check out the Prima Nocta over there?
We're talking with Dr. Sadie Allison, sex person, doctor of sexuality, and we have some toys here. We'll put some of these, one if possible, on the various Bob and Tom apps so you can peruse them and see what's going on in that world. In the meantime, we're going to switch gears a little bit and head back over to the news desk with Christy Lee. Christy, what else is happening?
Well, earlier we talked about Fettuccine Alfredo Day. It's also National Periodic Table Day.
Oh, it's the birthday last week, right?
The guy
English chemist John Newlands published the first table of elements. It included 56 elements.
How many are there now?
That's a good question. I was going to ask you that.
I know. I remember it's more than like 115, isn't it? Maybe.
I don't know.
Any physics?
You can't play.
I don't know how terrible they keep adding things like helium.
I remember,
how do you add oxygen and helium?
I remember
and
being
hydrogen?
On the air one day when the bulletin came over that they'd added element 109, but that was quite a few years ago.
The current table has 118 elements.
Wow. Huh.
And don't they have cool names like Einsteinium and
adamantium?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unobtainium.
Gold,
what were the first ones?
Gold, silver, copper, iron, lead, tin, mercury, sulfur, and carbon were the only known elements prior to the first century A.D. In 1809, there were 47 elements, which included the discovery of arsenic, phosphorus, zinc, and...
Old lace.
Arsenic, old lace, very nice.
And I don't know this one. Antimony?
And that's something a judge rules on,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I've never seen this one.
I grant you
before.
Antimony.
Did you ever invite sodium to a party?
Nah. N-A being, of course.
You ever invite sodium to a party?
Nah. I am going, oh, what's this? Going to be an assault joke? Something. Nope.
You know what? My God, that's hilarious. Nah.
That's some you don't want to invite.
What do you think, sodium?
They just bore on.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You ever invite gold to a party?
Ladies and gentlemen, I think the periodic table of the elements...
has spawned a joke from Ace Cosby.
No. This is always death-defying.
No. I had that same joke.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Where do you think I got it? Thank you, Ace.
Oh. You're hacking Ace's jokes of the day?
Oh, how many periodic table jokes can a man come up with? So there are, what did you say, 118? 18 now. Wow, that's cool. For Valentine's Day, definitely you want to go probably with
gold. Or silver.
Honey, I got you some zinc.
Platinum.
Oxide for your nose. I mean, what, you know. I guess platinum would be okay, too.
Platinum
would
be nice.
Yes.
Is that its own thing?
First choice, actually.
Okay. Platinum has its own thing.
Yeah. Platinum is the
tungsten. Tungsten's a thing now.
Most expensive element.
Mm-hmm. What is platinum?
Oh, yeah. Listen to the girls. Oh, yeah.
It's lovely.
Is radium in there anywhere?
What about Retsin?
Oh, I love Retsin.
Is not listed on the table.
Retsin, of course, is the active ingredient in certs.
I'm angling for a bonus.
Oh.
Can we get a list of all the fake chemicals that they've invented for TV commercials?
Lyman,
yeah.
Chlorophyll. That's not real.
No way.
Dear dumbass.
Chlorophyll
is real.
Oh, I hope somebody sends that.
I hope so. I'm going to tell them right now.
Should we do a generic...
Photosynthesis.
Should we do a generic letter, like a PDF they could click on and just fill out, Dear Dumbass, then paren S, dumbasses.
Yes.
A form letter for the show.
One of us was the biggest dumbass.
I heard you idiots talking about line.
The periodic table. That's where they used to keep the magazines at the dentist's office back in the day. Everybody's just staring at their phones.
That was the periodical table.
Oh, sorry.
So sodium doesn't get invited to your party?
Nah. See, you gotta know sodium. I don't remember. I remember AU is gold. K is potassium.
Oh, yeah. I was just gonna say, chick. I just want you to know I invited potassium.
Oh,
okay.
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 Well, you know, if you make out with potassium, every kiss begins with K.
I suppose it does.
With Retsin.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders, ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.